The people who fled the hurricane-ravaged coast have landed in all kinds of places: Memphis, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama, and all parts of Texas. NPR's Robert Smith is in Houston at the Astrodome, where about 15,000 victims have taken refuge, and more are still arriving. Robert, what's the scene there? How are folks coping?
Things are much, much better than they were yesterday, when it was very disorganized. People were very unhappy. I got here this morning, and it's just a world of difference. Things are finally working around here.
Can you introduce us to some of the people who are staying there?
Yes, there was one gentleman who caught my eye because he's drying his artwork here on one of the picnic tables, and they're soaking wet, so he's drying them out here. His name's Charles Adams.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Adams.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing better, I guess. You know, physically, anyway, I'm still mentally kind of disturbed, but I'm okay.
Now, where did you come from?
I came from New Orleans, in the area called the 6th Ward.
Had you been in the Superdome?
No, I didn't go to the Superdome because the National Guard rescued us from a sinking boat trying to save some elderly people and a couple of pregnant women. And before the boat sank, they came and picked us up, and we were in such bad shape because I was in the water for 4 days straight, literally in the water up to my neck for 4 days without food or water.
You say you're physically doing much better, but mentally this is hard for you.
You know, because I saw a lot of, you know, not a lot, but a couple of dead bodies, you know, like floating around and stuff as I was trying to help these people get to safety. And it bothered me, you know. I've never seen anything like that before.
I don't think many people have, sir.
And I'm still being bothered by it, but I think I'm getting better now, hopefully. I don't know. But I still have these images in my head.
I'm curious why you didn't leave when the mayor ordered the evacuation order of the city.
Well, I was a little bit materialistic. I wanted to try to wait and see if the water was going to go down to save all the things that I had accumulated the years that I was in New Orleans. That's why I didn't leave sooner.
Thanks for speaking with me, and we wish you luck.
Thank you very much.
Can I talk to Robert again?
Hey, Debbie. The other person I wanted you to talk to is named Latoya Gall, and I noticed her because she's using two of her belts as leashes for her children. There's a lot of children here at the Superdome, and a lot of them are running around pretty wild, but Latoya has her two kids, a boy and a girl, under control. Here, I'll give the phone to her.
Hello?
Hello, Ms. Gall.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm making the best of it.
How old are your children?
Well, my daughter is 3, and my best friend, her son, is 4.
And so you're worried about them running around in the Astrodome?
I just tied them up. I have each of them wrapped around a belt, and I'm holding on to them because people are doing some strange things to children. Why, I don't know, and I lost my mother and my brother. I don't know where they are, and I can't deal with losing my daughter.
What's it like there?
It's better than when in New Orleans, I can promise you that.
Did you bring along anything for your children?
Their clothes. That's it. That's all I could grab.
What do they do to entertain themselves there?
They're running around me and they're tangling me and the gentleman up right now as we speak.
I appreciate you talking with us, Ms. Gall.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Robert. Are you still tangled up with Latoya in that belt?
No, I managed to get the kids from around my my ankles, but the kids, they wanted Latoya's attention, so I was standing in their way.
NPR's Robert Smith speaking with us from the Astrodome in Houston. Thanks, Robert.
You're welcome.